Recorded Books presents All Pets Allowed, Blackberry Farm 2, by Adele Griffin. Narrated by Amy Lynn Abelera. Chapter 1. Countdown! Want to hear something extra lucky? My twin brother Nicholas and I are turning 10 on October 10th! 10 on 10, 10! That's some unbeatable, unrepeatable birthday luck, and we've just got to make the most of it. I've had city birthdays all my life, so moving out to the countryside and Blackberry Farm this year has changed everything. Country living means roosters and fields instead of pigeons and subways, and a whole new way to run, shout, and play birthday games. Nicholas doesn't use up his energy the same way as me, but he said yes to all my farmtastic game suggestions. Capture the flag, Mother May I, red light, green light, what's the time, Mr. Fox, blind man's bluff, and his fave, musical chairs. We are also serving our fave lunch, grilled cheese sandwiches with crusts cut off, me, and plain yellow mustard sandwiches with crusts on, Nicholas. Dessert is a combo of Nicholas's and my top choices. One layer of yellow cake, me, plus one layer of chocolate cake, Nicholas, with lemon filling, me, and chocolate fudge frosting, Nicholas, plus sprinkles, me, and vanilla ice cream, me, and mango sorbet, Nicholas. Guests leave with goodie bags of my favorite treats, yo-yo, ink stamp, face eraser, and tattoo sticker, along with Nicholas's favorite treats, candy jewel ring, tiny cello charm, and saltwater taffy. 3 more days till our top 10-10 takeover! I shout from my bedroom. I started our birthday countdown when it was 40 days away. I can't believe we only have 3 more days to go. 3 more days till too many kids, loud noises, and sparkler candles, Nicholas calls back. I don't know if Nicholas means that to sound happy or anxious. Probably a bit of both. When it comes to big birthday bashes, ours or anyone else's, Nicholas can get anxious. For example, Nicholas did enjoy our Nine Lives birthday party last year, right up until the cake. As soon as we lit the sparkler candles, Nicholas yelled, "Put out the sizzle fire before the house burns down!" Then Mom and Dad blew out the sparkler candles, and we had a do-over with regular candles. Nicholas mostly had a good time at our Eat Your Brains party when we turned 8. We had a zombie theme, but then my friend Caleb showed up, wrapped head to toe in toilet paper. He looked so much like a real zombie that Nicholas hid in the bathroom. Nicholas is also nervous about this year's party, but he wants the top 10-10 takeover to work out. We are both new at Boggs Hollow Elementary, and having the best birthday party of the year is a sure way to show that the Branch family is here for fun. Especially Beckett Branch, who planned this whole exciting party! Or so I think, until Nicholas makes his big announcement. Could I have a small family birthday party as my main party? He asks casually as he takes one of Dad's homemade blueberry muffins from the basket. Sort of like the one we had when Beckett and I turned 7? What? I almost choke on my sip of orange juice. Nicholas turns to me. It was fun, remember? Pizza and bowling? Then, Beckett, you can host the big class party Saturday. I love this idea, says Mom. 2 parties. 1 family party and the Saturday social one. I'll make pizza, says Dad. No way! I'm shaking my head. The magic of this birthday is how the day...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?